This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. The family of one of the victims at Evergreen High School has released a public statement for the first time. They did not provide their names, but through the sheriff's office, they say the victim is a 14-year-old boy who chose to confront the shooter to allow other people to escape. He was shot at close range and ran to a recreation center, where he got life-saving services from an EMT firefighter who was working there. This according to the statement. They say the boy has gone through multiple surgeries and is still hospitalized. The Colorado Springs mayor says public safety will remain a top priority for the second half of his term. Yemi Mobolade gave his annual State of the City speech on Thursday. He plans to further expand the police force, introduce new police training, and invest in new technologies like drones.
A safe city is the foundation for everything else. It is the bedrock of economic prosperity, cultural vibrancy, and quality of life.
Though Colorado Springs will face some roadblocks in the coming year, recent numbers show the city is facing a $31 million shortfall in revenues. Colorado's national parks and monuments are free to visit today in celebration of Public Lands Day. State parks are still charging their usual fees if you don't have a pass, but some are hosting cleanups and other events in celebration of the day. You are listening to CPR News and KRCC. Find more news from across Colorado anytime, day or night, on our websites, cpr.org and krcc.org.